Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you ever meet Deb Lowell, wife of Ben, the CEO of this ministry, you'll be won over by her easy smile and fun personality. Deb loves to laugh at her husband, her kids, her grandkids, sometimes at me. Ramona and I have known the Lowells for almost 3 decades. Her story has inspired us, as I know it will inspire you. 10 days before Deb's 10th birthday, she came to faith in Jesus. That faith journey began about the time the stomach ache started. Her young faith limped along as she clung to God and screamed out to Him from invasive procedures and intense pain, uncertain and endless. Weeks in the hospital were excruciating. She was comforted knowing others were praying, but many didn't understand. The other kids she met in the hospital did. Their thoughts weren't on bikes, birthday parties, or building forts. Instead, says Deb, we held each other's hands as we breathed through pain, endured endless tests, and mourned the loss of friends on our ward. They spoke of death as if it was the natural conversation of any preteen. Without her knowing, it stealthily realigned her priorities and gave her wisdom beyond her years. Then came the diagnosis, Crohn's disease. She was 12. Deb vividly remembers the concerned look on doctors' faces and her mom's tears, though she tried to hide them. She remembers the treatment plan, the medications, adults whispered in her presence, well-meaning family and friends prayed for her healing. Unsolicited remedies were endlessly offered. Some insisted there must be a reason for me being sick, she says, while others just wanted to fix it. Suffering isn't something we're very comfortable with. We don't want it, and we struggle to effectively encourage others going through it. But the scriptures are clear. Faith doesn't excuse us from pain. In fact, pain, in various expressions, seems to be part of our discipleship. Even Jesus was not excused from suffering. For Deb, the struggles continue, but years of inner turmoil and anguish have shifted her focus. She says, the endless pleas for healing and shaking my fists at the heavens have become a posture of rest. My path has taught me to trust God, not to remove the pain, but to know His purpose in it. Through the years since my diagnosis, I have found that all I need is in Him. He is faithful, and though health challenges continue, healing has come through the love of family and friends and daily gratitude. Days of pain are redeemed by offering encouragement to others who are suffering. Deb remembers Mrs. Doolittle. She didn't talk of illness. She gifted me with modeling clay, says Deb, and tools and paints and brushes and encouraged me to make beautiful things. Mrs. Doolittle's joyous demeanor and gracious spirit taught her to care for others. I resolved in that moment, she says, that if I was to have this disease, I would do my best to make a difference in the lives of others suffering the same. It felt a little like I was redeeming the days of pain and struggle for God's glory. Somehow pain was becoming a cause for praise. Deb believes that the challenge of every disciple is to embrace His will more than our own relief. She once asked her mom if it was okay to not pray for healing anymore. Her mom said, continue seeking more of the Lord, because in Him is everything we need. That is His path for all of His disciples. What a reminder of 2 Corinthians 1 and how God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. God bless you, Deb. Keep inspiring so many. Keep making beautiful things.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.